that there is a little fable, an Indian fable, that accents and brings out the Oriental side of the story, with which I wish to conclude this talk. It sort of sums up the whole thinking of the old "I am that, I and the Father are one, you and I are one" mystery. This is the story of a tigress who is pregnant and starving, hungry. And she came upon a little flock of goats that were grazing, and in her eagerness for a meal, she sprang very hard at the goats and brought on the birth of her little one and her own death. She overdid it. The goats scattered, and when they came back to their little grazing place, they found the just born little tiger and its dead mother. Now, these goats had very strong parental instincts, and they adopted the tiger, who grew up imagining it was a goat. It learned to eat grass, which it couldn't digest very well, and it learned to bleat, and in general, it was simply a clumsy goat. Well, when this miserable reached adolescence, a male tiger pounced at the little flock. It scattered, but this little fellow was a tiger, and he didn't run away, and there he stood. The big one looked at him, and he said, "What? You living here with these goats?" "Mah," said the tiger. The big one is mortified. Swats him back and forth a couple of times. The little one's just embarrassed, nibbles grass and bleats some more. The big one takes him by the neck and brings him to a pond where there's no wind blowing and the surface is like a mirror. Now, the Eastern notion of yoga is that the mind must be made still. The second aphorism of Patanjali in the Yoga Sutras is, yoga is the intentional stopping of the spontaneous movements of the mind stuff. The notion is that in the mind there is a subtle substance that takes the forms of everything that impacts the senses, and that's why we experience it. See how quickly it moves. The problem is it doesn't stop moving. And you couldn't hold in your mind, unless you practice meditation, for more than a minute a single idea. Immediately that you have associated ideas, make the mind stand still. What's the value in making the mind stand still? Well, they tell of the rippling of a pond. The wind blows on the pond ripples, and all you see are broken images. The images come and go, come and go. You identify yourself with one of them. I was born, I'm going to die, come and go. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. You're all attached to the broken images. Make the mind stand still. You'll see the form of forms, the image there standing still, your own image, your true image, which doesn't come and go, but is of eternal consciousness. Identify with that, and you're released from the coming and going. That's the big mystical point. So this little tiger's looking over, and he sees his own face for the first time. It's not the face that he's been looking at. It's not a goat's face. The big tiger puts his face over there, and he says, "You see, you've got the pot face of a tiger. You're not a goat. You're like me. Be like me." That's this guru stuff. So the little one now, he's got that notion. He's taken by the neck again and taken to the den of the big tiger, where there are the bloody remains of a recently slain gazelle. The big fella takes a chunk of this bloody stuff and he says, "Open your face." The little one backs away. "I'm a vegetarian." Big one shoves it down his throat. He gags on it. The text says, as all do on true doctrine. So gagging on the true doctrine. He nevertheless is assimilating his own proper food. It activates his own tiger nature. gives a stretch, a tiger stretch, and a little roar comes out of his mouth. So the tiger roar 101. And the big one says, okay, now we go into the forest and eat tiger food.